Hector is the final major update before Albion Online's official release on July 17th. It will bring a number of exciting additions and changes to the game world to make it ready for launch. The Black Market is a new type of NPC merchant in Caerleon that will buy a limited number of equipment pieces from crafters to redistribute them through dark channels back into the world to drop as loot. New mounts can now be found throughout Albion, like giant stags and ancient mammoths. Additionally, there are mounts for the Undead, Morgana, and the Keeper faction obtainable from the faction's bosses. The armor visuals have received a makeover and general improvement, making the armor more readable in PvP. The Outlands receive a balancing pass. The current cities in the Black Zones, as well as the harbors, are removed. Connection between the Royal Continent and the Outlands is now secured through a vast portal in Caerleon. The resource distribution has also been adjusted, making the resources in the Outlands more plentiful and valuable. The value of Watchtower territories has been boosted. They are now the only place where Tier 8 resources can spawn, creating plenty of PvP opportunities. The Destiny Board UI has received a facelift, along with added personalization options for the progress tracker. The tutorial has been extended to give new players an improved starting experience. And of course, there is a large number of additional improvements and bug fixes. All of these new features will be available once Hector is deployed to the Albion Online servers on June 7th.